but encircled the woman, placing his hands on her shoulders. She flinched. The small movement ignited something dark inside me.
"This is my daughter."
A muscle in my jaw twitched. "Daughter." I glanced at her, then back at him, my face unreadable. What kind of man tied up his own flesh and blood?
"I'd rather not have her running wild, like these American women,"
he continued, oblivious to my growing rage.
"She could be useful."
Useful. The word curdled in my gut.
"She's not much to look at,"
he added, waving a hand like she was a piece of livestock.
"But she'll make a good wife. Quiet. Won't ask questions. Won't expect fidelity."
He grinned and winked.
"And of course, this marriage would come with certain advantages."
I stared at him, silent, calculating. One of the few useful lessons my father had ever taught me. Silence was a weapon. Zaitsev, arrogant as ever, mistook it for interest. He kept talking, filling the space with his own noise.
"I wouldn't expect you to marry her, of course,"
he went on.
"She's beneath an Ivanov, but a loyal underling. Someone who needs a reward, perhaps."
Beneath an Ivanov. Fucking idiot. I let my gaze shift back to her. She sat stiffly in her bonds, her spine straight despite her restraints. Not in submission, but in defiance. A woman holding herself together by sheer will. I needed to see her face. "Look up," I silently commanded. She didn't move. But then a flicker. Just for a fraction of a second, dark blue eyes met mine, and I saw the truth. Zaitsev was wrong. His daughter wasn't plain. Far from it. She was beautiful. But more important than that, she was furious. Not afraid, not broken. She wasn't cowering, she was calculating, waiting, biding her time. My interest deepened. Then I saw it. The shadow of a bruise forming on her cheek. The pounding in my ears grew deafening. He hit her. Hard. This man, who dared stand across from me and prattle on about alliances, had raised a hand to his own daughter. Had tied her in a chair in a freezing cabin, wearing barely anything but a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. He thought our families were alike. He thought we were the same. He thought wrong.
"Of course,"
he said, still unaware he'd already sealed his fate.
"She is merely a gesture of goodwill. The real deal is in the contracts. My men will run girls from Russia straight through to California. No one will touch them if they belong to the Ivanovs. And you'll get the cut."
My lip curled. Ivanovs did not get involved in the sex trade. In any form. Period. He leaned against the cabin wall, smug. His son slouched beside him, picking at his teeth, unconcerned. I inhaled deeply, letting the rage simmer just below the surface. Control. Always control. I turned my attention back to her.
"What's her name?"
I asked. Zaitsev blinked, as if surprised I cared enough to ask.
"Victoria."
Victoria. I let the name settle. Let the weight of it press against my ribs.
"Do we have a deal?"
Zaitsev asked. I looked at my right-hand man and gave him a single nod. The gun was out before Zaitsev even registered the movement. His son lunged for a weapon. My men were faster. Zaitsev Sr. was pinned to the rough-hewn table, a gun pressed to the back of his skull. His son restrained on the wood floor, zip ties cutting into his wrists, a boot pressing into his spine. Their pathetic cries and pleas were white noise as I focused on the soft rasp of Victoria's breathing. I crossed to her, pulling a knife from my pocket. Her eyes widened as I approached, but she didn't flinch when I bent to cut her bonds. The ropes fell away. I took her wrists in my hand.